We've learned so far about the concept of pause, what a pleasure, and why is it in my movie? I want to introduce another tool that you can add that can make any process you're going through a powerful one. Imagine you just heard bad news, and it's making you sick to your stomach. You say, okay, pause. You're still sick to your stomach. You say, okay, what a pleasure. You're kind of faking it, not really meaning it, but you know, you want to make the effort, and that effort is connecting you to the light. You still feel pain, don't you? Did you think that now just by saying pause, what a pleasure, the pain's going to go away? It's not. Pause, what a pleasure is your effort to connect with the light. And you are now connected. The light is slowly starting to come in. But it's important now to embrace the process and enjoy the pain. Imagine now just sitting in that pain, that embarrassment, that fear. The opponent right now is yelling at you, telling you to react, react, react. Call this person. Do this. You can't stand it anymore. No, just sit in the pain. Embrace the process. You get a spark of light for every second you can enjoy and embrace pain. Now, I'm not saying that at some point we don't deal with the pain and we don't try to solve the problem. But first, to appreciate the pain, get to a place where you appreciate it. And when you feel you appreciate it, then go do something about it. I just found out my ex got engaged with somebody else. You feel nauseous and sick to your stomach. Pause. What a pleasure. I want to call people. No, pause. Enjoy. Your vessel is now expanding. 60 watts, 61 watts, 62, 63. The light is coming in, but I don't feel the light. I just feel, it's two separate processes. The fact that light's entering in your bank account, you're not going to always feel it right away. The fact that your vessel is expanding, you don't feel it right away. Remember, when you're at the gym and you've destroyed all your muscles by working so hard, you leave the gym stronger or weaker? You leave weak. That is the result of expanding the vessel. You will initially feel weak. You'll feel dark. You'll feel like you just want to go to bed. But the future is very bright. Embrace that process. Allow the pain to do its magic. We've learned that challenges do come up as opportunities for us to transform our reactive behavior. But one of the things to keep in mind is that when we're going through a process that's painful, that lasts more than just 5 or 10 minutes, sometimes days, weeks, or even years, process is there to help us grow, to help us expand the vessel. When we're going through a difficult process, the opponent, Satan, tells us to do one thing: end the process now. When we're feeling lack and void, all we want to do is end the process. Being reactive is actually a way to exit the process. Something we can just always keep in mind when things get difficult is, even though it's painful, even though my body feels like it can't handle it right now, my mind feels like it's too much, when is it going to end? I don't see any positivity in sight. Remind yourself, every process comes from the Creator. This is a process we're going through, and the pain that you're experiencing is actually expanding your vessel. It's actually allowing the light to come in. If you end the process too soon or too quickly by being reactive, you might have to repeat a lot of these lessons in the future, something that none of us want to do. When the Creator sends us a process, the first thing we need to do is accept it. That's part of why we say, what a pleasure. If you've ever had a personal trainer at the gym, that very last set where you feel you can't do it anymore, the trainer makes you hold it. It makes you hold that resistance on that weight. And that process of just 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, where you feel you can't do it anymore, but the trainer knows you can, is the most powerful part for your muscle. At that moment, the muscle is going through its most intense transformation. When we feel we can't handle something, That's actually the most powerful time of our soul. Hang in there. Just pause. Embracing the process shortens the process.